With the conference coming to an end, I felt incredibly privileged to have taken a peek into the unfolding world of a new field of science, to witness psychologists, doctors, neuroscientists, and sociologists all bringing their 21st century expertise to bear on the ancient concept of wisdom was both fascinating and inspiring. Psychologist Anne Henley left me with a thought about the long historical arc of scientific inquiry. Following many years of necessary specialisation into narrower and narrower disciplines, the direction of travel has now reversed. Scientists are now starting to weave their disparate knowledge back together in order to tackle the big questions. Questions like, what is wisdom? Questions bigger than any of them could handle alone.
In the field of language, people have made a move to thinking more generally, integrating across all these different areas. That's also true in psychology at large. People who did social psychology did not do cognitive psychology. Social cognition came about. This is now currently happening with fields like religion. What is the psychological value of kind of religious beliefs? And why would we have ever evolved such things? What function do religious beliefs serve in our society? And we know a lot about those things, attention, memory, knowledge, storing knowledge. How do we weave those together and apply them in a particular context for a particular purpose? So in psychology, we've started to do that more and more.
Such cross-disciplinary adventures inevitably result in some healthy differences of opinion. Nonetheless, consensus in the field does seem to be steadily emerging over what wisdom is, how to measure it, and even how it might be developed in individuals and societies. Here's the Centre's director, Howard Nussbaum, once again, with an eye to the future of wisdom research. What has been the biggest surprise for you?
I think one of the biggest surprises is the degree to which people who are scientists have not resisted the notion of studying something that is big and relatively diffuse intellectually, as wisdom is, that people are ready to and excited to take hold of that challenge and try to come up with new ways of scientifically understanding wisdom. That there are more places thinking about wisdom scientifically than there have been in the past, and that we're starting to make progress in various ways. So people like Igor Grossman, who are developing new kinds of measures of wisdom, people who are willing to conceive of how to do the neuroscience of wisdom. Those are the most, interesting things that have grabbed hold of me as changes that are taking place, and I think that's where the future is.
As I bade farewell to Chicago and boarded the plane back to London, my mind turned to the wildly popular field of behavioral economics, a not-so-distant cousin of wisdom research. Once an esoteric discipline of interest only to a small number of academics, the field is now very much part of the public imagination. From what I'd witnessed in Chicago over the previous few days, wisdom research is very well positioned to make the same journey, bringing behavioural science to the service of helping people take wiser decisions in their daily lives. My Chicago quest had made one thing crystal clear. The scientific method, perhaps humanity's most effective tool, is now finally being brought to bear on wisdom, arguably humanity's most valued prize. This is a tantalizing proposition indeed. Furthermore, following years and years of perhaps necessary specialization, the future belongs to those who can weave our distinct and hard-won knowledge back together in order to answer our biggest questions. The future, it seems, belongs to the wise.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. American Airlines welcomes you to London, England. Local time is 6:20. On behalf of your entire Chicago-based flight crew, thank you for traveling.
To watch talks from the Wisdom Research Forum 2017, visit the Center for Practical Wisdom's YouTube channel. To learn more about wisdom research, visit the center's site at wisdomcenter.uchicago.edu. For further resources, animations, interviews, videos, and articles, visit evidencebasedwisdom.com.